Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, yes. You are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I hope you guys have had your little appetizer with the previous show. Forget the host's name. Sorry about that. But you got the main deal here as far as the information on targeted individuals. Okay. Yes, our government is corrupt. The entire infrastructure is corrupt. It's not just the government that targets, corporations target, institutions target, even down to neighborhood watch associations target, because there's a mob mentality, and there is also the conjoining mentality that everyone's an individual and can't do anything about their world. So this is what we talk about. Now, I have with me my co-host, Bill the Butcher, from the Butcher Shop.
I'm your Huckleberry.
And then I've got Will from Demand the Truth.
What's going on, guys?
Okay, and of course, I'm your host, V. Now, last week, we had a little bit of a free-for-all, a little bit of a smorgasbord of callers and whatnot. And I love it when Dr. Ted calls in. But I believe it was Thursday, we had Jeff Lula call in, and he had a little bit of tidbit of information for us about getting some information about some child pornography being filmed, recorded. And I know we only had like a little 10-minute spot for him, but we were getting a little bit frustrated because he wasn't giving us any more information than that. But we had a little bit of off the air with him. I think he's willing to open up today. Jeff, Lula, are you there?
Hey, D. I'm here. And yeah, I'm a little bit more prepared today and ready to open up. Any questions you got?
Okay. Well, I want to start by saying that you are a tech guy. You work for some tech industry or something like that.
And I have successfully hacked the FBI.
Well,
I get to hear this story from the beginning.
Well, but let's start at the beginning, because you running across this child porn information, that's later on in your story. You are a really, you're an original targeted individual. You're a bona fide targeted individual.
B2K and all.
Okay, so let's start with your story. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad, sorry. Yeah, I've been targeted for about 2 years now. It originally started because of my relation to the Rinaldis. The Rinaldis, I don't know if you know much about them. They have strong ties to this, to one of the organizations, actually quite a few that are involved. Paul Rinaldi, he's head of air traffic control. Another, I can't remember her name, but I got it listed on my documents. She's worked with just different types of EMF and an actual government study with the CIA that's published. It's online, working with EMF and different personality traits and stuff like that. They're heavily tied to this organization. I dated one of their daughters for a little bit. When I broke up with her, things with the sh-
Okay, remember, you're on a national radio show.
I'm sorry. When I broke up with her, things did not go so smoothly. So come to find out that this girl, Ashley, she's into kids. That came out. I have some evidence. She was involved in some ring in the Palm Bay area, about the same area where the Epstein mansion is and stuff like that. Just anyways, I can't tie anything besides some other names to that deal with the Epstein dude. I'd like to at some point. But yeah, she's just a sick individual, and her whole family is. The whole group that they're with is just really corrupt. There's overwhelming evidence against her, including her own confession stating that she slept with a 10-year-old child for money, that her and her friend or Aunt Dee Dee were there and they watched them rape somebody else. That's all on tape. That's all on audio. It's there. She goes out of her way to express what happened and the details of it. One of the most absurd parts in one of the tapes is where she says she was drugged and she woke up to a 10-year-old kid having sex with her. So she just shooed the kid off. You know? Where in the world does this happen? Where does stuff like this happen? And where in the world do the police just say, you know what, that's okay, that happens. We're in America. You know?
So you file police reports and everything. FBI reports, the whole works, right?
I actually sent anonymous tips prior to that event happening. Then I submitted police reports. I called UConn Police Department the day that she told me it happened, and they released her without filing charges. And I had somebody in the police department check in to see if there was anything filed whatsoever, and there was nothing. Her name wasn't even put on the books.
Okay.
The craziest thing, they went out of their way to make sure that files weren't charged in any of the neighboring counties. So they contacted UConn Police Department and informed them that if anybody comes in there trying to file a report, to not even acknowledge it.
And this is all Canada, am I right? Am I understanding this right? It's all Canada.
It's Florida. All,
it happened in Florida, but the fact Florida, is, it's a.
Are you actually talking about the Epstein case?
I can't talking about the Epstein case. I've got some information that I think's relevant to that case. That'd be some new information, but I can't necessarily say this has anything to do with it because, to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't.
All right. This evidence you have. Do you have this evidence? Is it something we can see? We can hear on Hardcore.
Yes. If you go to the website, thereal99.com, thereal99.com, I've linked my Google Drive to that site, so it just goes straight to my Google Drive. From there, I have the audio. And I have some... Okay, note, that drive has been ramaged. Like, it's been ransacked. So not everything is on there still, but I keep trying to upload it as things get pulled off. The audio, to the best of my knowledge today, is still there. I've got a README file with stuff. My apartment was ransacked. I'm having to stay in hotels right now because I was attacked, ran out of the town, and it pretty much I have to buy a new cell phone, the whole nine yards. My apartment, I've got some pictures of that too.
Start from the beginning of when you were being harassed. When did all that start and how?
This all started about 2 years ago, right after I broke up with Ashley Rinaldi. And it's kind of hard to explain. That's why I want to talk to you off the air for a second, because man to man, that was the first time I've actually really spoken to somebody and said kind of what was going on. You know, I've been sitting here as a tech.
The secret to this show is we don't talk off the air. We need to talk on the air so that people understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, I the V2K and all that stuff was just crazy to me. And I spent the first year thinking that, you know, maybe I was going crazy, all this stuff. And then I snapped. About a year into it, I snapped, and I just started collecting evidence. I said, you know what? This is not me. I'm not crazy. These voices, they're not me. They're not my voices. They had me doing all this stuff, from telling me that Amazon wants me to help them with their project for Mars and all this other crap and bullshit. They had just a whole bunch of stuff that they were just trying to make it seem crazy, having me work on some new processor, because I have a little bit of an engineering background as well, a diamond processor, just crazy stuff. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, when you're going to sleep, it's like you're watching videos while you're sleeping, all the programming that they're doing, all the different techniques that they've used. They've sent agents into my apartment to swap drives or leave stuff there for me. They've given me programs. One of the most interesting things was I actually have five different pieces of software that actually have probably millions of dollars worth of FBI hacks. They're hack tools that they use, which is pretty cool. It's just hard to get. But it's been a fun experience, but a shit experience. I'm sorry, a bad experience at the same time.
Oh boy,
I'm so sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
Listen. I try to.
That won't happen.
People
again.
Get so excited to be able to tell their stories, but you got to control yourselves. The thing about being a target individual is that these people don't have they don't have any self-control either. I tell you people how primitive these people are and how it's one of those things, I can, but they don't think, but should I, sort of thing. And when attacking a target individual, you know, you need to come at them with the gang stalking or the V2K or the hacking, you know, this sort of thing. But they use the combination of everything. So every person that gets locked up in the mental ward can't also have the same story. Oh, okay, being stalked and all my computers are hacked. They don't think, and that's the greed. It's just, we're going to come at you relentlessly because we think that we can get away with it. And I've been waiting for somebody to be hacked, for target individual to be hacked that is extremely knowledgeable about computers. Because I know I have kept... I'm a video gamer, okay? They started hacking me, and it's like, okay, I know this isn't supposed to be this way. I'm very familiar with computers. And so I started collecting the evidence over the past 5 years of them hacking. Like I said, I've got a graveyard of computers that, for the stuff that I couldn't figure out, and things finally broke, guess what? Those devices are hacked so badly that they will be taken to forensics, and I will have my evidence for court. But somebody like you, who can actually do code, programming, or whatever, you're not as illiterate on this stuff as I am. You've seen the stuff. So what kind of stuff do they do? Because I know with me, they do the zero-day thing where modems instantly hacked and BIOS instantly hacked. It doesn't matter correct. Which device I have.
Well,
it's instantly. Go ahead.
Here's one thing I want you to do. On your network, do you know what a trace route is?
Yes.
Okay. Just for curiosity, were you connected to a DNS that was coming from the UK? A Bearfruit server, 92-140-242-2, or not two, sorry, not dash.
I'm not quite sure of locations, but I've had several people look into my stuff, and they'll instantly tell me my DNS is dirty, it's clogged.
Correct. I'm wondering if we started having everybody that's, for my curiosity, I'd like to kind of start tracking those DNS servers to see, because here's one thing that's kind of that a lot of people don't know. Running those trace routes, you not only get to know one, yeah, hey, you're connected to a DNS, but the important part is they're doing this study. It's called the DNS test. Have they told you that, or you heard that by any means?
No.
So Amazon is heavily involved with this. To the best of my knowledge, Google and Amazon are heavily, heavily, heavily involved to the point of what I think they're doing is picking people like me, you, everybody, that they just kind of want to use us for marketing data, you know? But Amazon and Google, I've traced it back. Verizon is heavily involved, but I also think that's just due to the fact that they're Verizon and Sprint are part of that pack, that group, you know? Mm-hmm. I have an issue with Verizon right now where they're giving out customers' information to these individuals in the CIA,
Well, Amazon has a $600 million contract with the CIA and the DOD. Jeff Bezos sits at the board of directors in the Pentagon. So, just to put that into perspective on what you're saying, yes. Yeah. I mean, so does Zuckerberg. These top dudes,
yeah, Facebook,
have a chair in the Pentagon.
I just think that's crazy. It's almost criminal. And I don't know what your political affiliations are, but this stuff is political. You know, these things that we're talking about, these things that we're experiencing, we have knowledge that the general public doesn't know. And a lot of this is relevant stuff. You know, this next election that's coming up, you know, what side is Trump on? That's one of the questions I want to know, because him talking about going after these hackers and these the fake news and all that stuff, is Trump potentially on our side?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it sounds crazy, but I don't even know. That's why I'm asking you.
Do you want me to chime in, V? Or want me to
show I do.
Yeah, please. We got 2 minutes. Chime in.
Well, no, I believe that there is a commercial news service in 1993 when Bill Clinton declared and got it passed into law that the news services were entertainment, not news services, and we're contending with that right now, and that's my statement until after the commercial.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got the time wrong, but we are going to commercial break. And we'll be right back, okay, guys?
Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To address this question here from Jeff, when it comes to Trump, and I want everybody to just go ahead and lock onto this concept. If our president is not survived an assassination or two, he's probably not doing the right thing. Okay? I do know there was Lincoln. I do know there was Kennedy. These people were trying to do the right thing. So that is your number one. That's your number one test. Okay? And if the guy or probably future lady, who knows, as dumb as our country is, will probably have Hillary Clinton in office next. These people are not going to help you. These are your puppets. This is absolutely the puppet syndrome here. Okay? They've got a hand straight up their you-know-what. And somebody else with their fingers on the strings. Alright? They're controlled in so many ways, it's not even funny. They're just figureheads. So, there's this whole thing about targeting individuals. Write a letter to Trump! And I'm just grimacing, like, there's going to be an email campaign. There's going to be a letter campaign. There's going to be this campaign, that campaign to involve Trump. Help us, Trump. And, like, really? Why don't you guys get together, do a campaign, find a physicist at some university, put that campaign, all those emails, all those letters, to a psychiatrist and a physicist in the same university. Send all your evidence, send all that stuff. That physicist will probably be able to look into what's going on a lot easier. And I know a psychologist at the university would think, oh, what a phenomenon. I gotta look into this. So, I mean, be smart. Don't fall into the false hero illusion of this is a politician who's gonna help me. That's exactly what they're not gonna do. He's there to line his pockets.
Hey, V,
like
I don't know
else.
If you
go ahead.
Hey, sorry, V, I don't know if you heard me ask when I was earlier if I was muted or service was bad or what, but I wanted to ask our guest to elaborate. He said he had potential new information about Epstein and how it maybe even interrelates with this case. I was wondering if he could expand upon that.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
So, one of the things that happened when they hacked, when you access someone's device, it's a two-way street. You know, you access me, I can access you type of deal. I ended up able to clone a contact list of phone numbers off of someone's device. One of the numbers that ran a huge red flag to me was Nadine Farage. Nadine Farage, and I'll tie this into the Epstein deal here in a second. Nadine Farage, what she does is she's an artist. She does blurred imaging, which this part's not posted online anywhere I can credit, but what she does, she does blurred imaging. And anybody that's familiar with B2K, especially the imagery that comes through, what she does is she works with people to help turn a piece of data into an image, essentially by having a machine say, is this closer, is this closer, is this closer? So that does that make sense? Or do I need to elaborate more on that?
I think that should be good, even for the layperson.
Okay, so what she's doing essentially is trying to just get you to get a machine to depict the imaging. Where that ties into the Epstein deal is one location, but number two, she's in the Atlanta area, but there's information to say she's been and just the same circles, the same ties. Epstein.
Well, you know, this is riveting information. We're going to have to continue this when we come back from the commercial break.
Okay.
Really quickly.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at FrontSight, my experience has been amazing. I've been here now 2 days. I have a 2-day course. I have a 4-day course. Because of my schedule, I took a 2-day course. And just learning so much about the operation of a firearm, the safety of a firearm, how to hold it properly, how to shoot it, how many times to shoot. So much stuff that I had no idea about. The instructors were patient. They're very calm. They recognize that people are inexperienced, and I certainly am and was. I'm better now than I was 2 days ago. But they take your time. You can ask the dumbest question, and Lord knows I ask a number of them, and they very patiently responded. So you just know a lot more about safety, about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones, which is what this is all about. I took the course with my girlfriend, Nina. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that they do is they have you train with somebody else, like Nina. Nina's behind me. We both hear the same instruction. And so if I miss something, she can correct me. If she misses something, I can correct her. It also makes you feel more relaxed because you're with somebody you know, and you're with another person who knows about as much or about as little as you know. And so when they fumble around and you're watching them, you don't feel quite as stupid if you fumble around. You can also watch somebody get better and better as you've gotten better and better. So you have some sort of bar so you can tell how much better you're getting. The other thing is, it's just a collegial atmosphere. Nobody felt pressured. Nobody felt stressed. Nobody was screamed at. And some people had been here before. Others were coming here for the very first time. It was a lot of fun and a lot of different people coming from different parts of the country. And I met a lot of interesting people since I've been here. One of the reasons I wanted to come to FrontSight is because I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms. People don't really quite understand what the Second Amendment means often. I learned the difference between the kinds of firearms that civilians use that are protected by the Second Amendment and those that are not. The other thing is, what this place shows you is that the Founding Fathers got it right when they felt that the best way to secure a guarantee against a tyrannical government is an armed citizenry. And everybody here is armed. Yet people are responsible. They know what they're doing. They know how to use firearms. And there was no sense of danger whatsoever here. I think that's what the Founding Fathers thought. They thought that everybody, ages, I think it was 17 to 45 or so, were part of the citizen militia, the citizen army, not government army, but citizen army, in order to protect against a tyrannical government. And it shows you in an environment right here at FrontSight that people who are armed, who are responsible, are in fact safe people and can make the environment even more safe. One of the great things about FrontSight, assuming that, for example, you're a teacher and you are thinking about carrying concealed, they will simulate what it's like for a bad guy to come into a classroom so the teacher can have a sort of real-world type of experience and know how to respond and know how to react. He also will provide a free course for any teacher who wants to take one. Come here, and you'll see for yourself. There's a lot of stuff you don't know. So I urge anybody who's got a firearm, anybody who's thinking about getting a firearm, to come to FrontSight and take a course.
Tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. We still have Jeff Lula here with us. Now, before we went to commercial break, he was just explaining how we, he has information on the Epstein connection through his reverse hacking and talking about the data imaging for neural networks. So go ahead and continue with that, please.
Now, I can confirm the Nadine Farage connection. the information that I have on Epstein is just information that you can find on the internet. Just and then using common sense and reasoning, so I can't confirm by 100% shadow of a doubt that they were on the same project, but I would almost assume that based off of Epstein, his just the locations of these people, their ties, and their the fact that you can connect you can connect the people and their field of study is what makes it kind of interesting to me that the relation's there. I'm sorry that I can't go further into it. I just don't like
Folks
out there who don't know who Nadine is. Who is Nadine?
Nadine Farage is she's an artist. She's an artist from the Atlanta area with once again another Silver Spoon family that she's attached to. But yeah, she's just an artist. And with her phone number attached to the contact list, I was able to pull off of the attacker.
Is this like one of those people who drew the grotesque child-like monster stuff for Podesta Molesta?
You know, I wouldn't say that because that's not any of her published published work that's online, and I don't know what work she has. But I will tell you what the artwork that she posts are the blend sculptures. So not sculptures, blend paintings, which is like where it's she'll do something vague to have. Which, in the best of my opinion, I would say how this works. She draws a vague painting. And the AI system essentially works with, not a painting, but works with those ideas and says, kind of like if you're a detective and you're trying to get somebody to paint a face, so you're asking questions and you end up with a picture of somebody at the end. That's essentially what she does.
Okay. She's a profile. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Based off of kind of what I've gathered and the types of work, I don't consider this profiling, especially the type of work that they're doing with these AIs and how they are working with people. To me, it looks more like a leading. They lead people to believe an image that is depicted by the creator. You know, how hard is it to, especially if you're the one drawing the picture, you can change the outcome of the image by adding your little bit of opinion to it or your own agenda, you know?
Right. Well, you know, you spoke to me, again, off the air, but I want to get this on the air, and you do recognize that with the synthetic telepathy that this is an AI speaking to you.
Correct. Well, it's an AI, and then there's also the human intervention. Human intervention is coming from the best what I've gathered. There's a good chance if you've spoken to anybody using that's attached on the V2K, you've probably spoken to Paul Rinaldi at one point. Paul Rinaldi is air traffic control. Some keywords that he'll use is man-to-man, and that's to kind of differentiate him from the AI.
You know, I've gotten that one time. One intervention one time. Because I was put on the AI program, and then once I figured out everything, who it was, I figured out it was AI, figured out the agency, once I figured out everything down the line, yeah, I got the microphone sound. Man to man, this is, the NSA, we just want you to, I'm not going to say that part, I told him to screw off, and then I heard the microphone sound again, and then it went back to AI. I never heard the human intervention part ever again. I guess that's the first time I think they kind of, in a way, took no for an answer. because there was just no arguing with that. I said no, screw off, and that's what it is. That's what it is today.
Yeah. Here's the human intervention has been very, 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 very personal with me for the past 2 months since this Ashley Rinaldi case. Is this is a detail that they are very, very, very protective about. This Ashley Rinaldi deal is something that they know the outcome of what's going to happen here. This is going to blow the lid off of this. This is a deal that they can't cover up. They can't cover it up. And because of this, there will be investigations. Now, it has to be done smart. We can't just start with, hey, B2K, 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 target individual. It needs to start with the facts. It needs to start with the problem here. The problem here is there was a 10-year-old little boy that was raped and covered up, not to mention the other rape that she said occurred at the same time. It was raped and covered up by these individuals that are attacking American citizens for no reason. You know, that's the deal, and that's the issue, and that's what's going to get these people to end up having to see justice for this. They're afraid. They're afraid of what's going to happen here because there's no American in the world that's going to say, you know what, these guys, you know, that's okay. Don't rape little kids. And the fact, one of the crazy things that happened is Epstein committing suicide and this Ashley Rinaldi deal. I can't say for sure that there's any correlation to it, but it's just that it's a strange coincidence about the timing and the locations, and just there's too much coincidence there. But I don't want to get into it because I want to make sure when this actually does end up getting justice for that little boy that was raped, that it's all facts. You know, I don't want to give the opponent any room to say that we were lying and just doing fake news or any of that crap.
Well, listen, no one has a larger database of child porn than the NSA, okay? Now, do you feel as though, and this is my personal opinion, I think they're definitely attacking you because you are an IT guy. You did internet security, and again, they're so greedy. They don't want to just let anyone go, and they're one of their means of attacking you is one that you can deal with, and you're gathering evidence on. Do you think that you can continue gathering evidence for us and coming up with a checklist for target individuals? Because I do have a documentary coming out very soon on this very subject for October here on evidence collecting.
Absolutely. One of the main things that I want to recommend people do at this point, one, check your providers, check your cell phone providers and be accountable. And also, if you check, learn how to use simple tools to make sure that your phone is not connected to if you're a Verizon, I'll use Verizon for example. Check to see where your phone's connecting to. There's some stuff that I can post online with you or whatever else to give some checklists, but you can figure out where your phone's being routed to, whether or not you're on some test lab that's some BS, CIA, op, whatever. You can figure it out, and I can show you and I can help you and tell you some keywords to look for, some IP addresses to look for, some DNS servers to look for. They'll tell you, you know what, your stuff's hacked. And we need to be able to keep a log of that so we can start saying, hey, these are where all of our information is being routed through. If we get together and we say, hey, you know what, this is their database, let's form our own.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. It's time to hold these criminals accountable.
Yeah.
These covert scumbags.
One of the cool things is we can see, which I've got a little bit collected myself, it'd be a heck of a lot better with more input and more data being added to that database, but we can see who's connecting to it as well. There's, to the best of my knowledge, there's really no way for them to connect to us without us being able to connect to them. I haven't figured out a way for someone to hack you without leaving a trail. And what's sad is these people are paying a whole bunch of money for some tech companies' information and their technology for the hackers that are actually doing it to butch the job, to butcher the job. Sorry. I think a lot of it goes down to them assuming that we're drug addicts or we're losers or we're not that smart. We have no means, and they just assume like you're a gamer. They probably don't think that you're smart enough to keep a log, to pull a hard drive, to just do basic common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think collectively as a group, if we started saving that information, I think that would be great. That could be a great asset, especially I predict in the next months or so, there's going to be some tension on this Asher and Aldi case. Because the heat's going to fall back onto them. And after that, I see in the next year or so a huge class action lawsuit. I've got a list of companies that I believe I have to make aside, companies that I've associated their involvement. I'm sure you have some information that would be more than helpful, because I'd like to lobby them and see which ones are going to pick a side. They're either going to be with the people or they're going to be with the government, and this is going to be a big deal. And we can't do this on our own. We need to lobby those companies, because I'll tell you,
I've got everything from Microsoft, you know, their Skype, and I've got everything.
Candy Crush,
Facebook. I've got stuff from Google. I've been collecting for years, and I'm. And at the point to where I'm starting to collect people for forensics, I'm collecting people for all of this stuff. And we're going to attack. What's going on?
You are an internet whore, okay? Accept it. Live with it.
So what do you think we make a I like that checklist idea. What do you think we make a checklist of information to ask our fellow TIs to gather for us, and we start building a database? We can put it online. You have a website, I've got one that can be developed, and we just start name dropping them. We call it Project FNSA or something. I don't know.
You're speaking my language.
I will tell you, though, on the NSA, what I've gathered on this, I believe there's two main government groups that are involved, okay? There's a military federal side, and then I believe CFS. There's also... Yeah, and then there's another side. And these are... They're kind of against each other. One thing is, there is rules to this stuff, and one of them is the information from the NSA. Whenever they target you, you have to query that information from their server for them to be able to use it as anything to put in your profile, your portfolio. They can't just use the information from the NSA. They can't access it. Now, they break the rules, okay? They cheat, and they use the NSA's information that goes back to the 90s. They're using that information anyways, but just so you to know, and for fellow TIs to know, there are rules to this, and I can explain them to you because I know some of their rules. Just so your script, your portfolio, and all that stuff, there are rules to it. And I believe NSA is involved. But one of the groups at least that's involved with it cannot just access your information. You have to query it. You have to ask for it before they can log it.
Well, I do know the cyber fans backdoors everybody. And whenever you look up the NSA, it's not just the NSA anymore. It's NSA /
Google, Facebook.
CSSS. Okay, it's Cyberspace Command. They're into all of that, okay? So there is that attachment now where the corporate, because the NSA is a corporation, military contractor. It's not a government entity. But you connected, you put that slash in there to the cyber command, which is a government agency. And this union is very much illegal. I don't think people understand that. But that's what's going on. That's why they're doing so much illegal stuff, where one can get away with certain things and the other can't. And then where that one can, the other one can't. So you put them together, the lines disappear. They don't really disappear, but this is how they're getting away with a lot of this stuff. Because,
I agree. Hey, here's one thing, a tip I'd like people to do, just so you can have an idea of how much information they have on you. Go to Google and download a copy of your analytics. Download a copy of your data. Download your Facebook profile even. But download all of your saved data from all of your Google accounts. One thing that I think is crazy enough to know, if you have an Android phone, every time you hit that Google Now button, it's stored, Google Now, that OK Google, that is stored to your Google account. That whole audio that's done is stored to Google. Your phone calls, all that, your camera is going constantly, all that stuff. Yeah, that's true. But what's crazy enough, you don't even have to be NSA to access this information. I'm a mediocre hacker, and if I wanted to, I can go view 10 years of your phone calls, go view, listen to just some audio when you accidentally hit a button while you're at a bar. I can go listen to a conversation. You know, anybody can go do that stuff. So it's not only that the fact that the information's out there, but which companies are involved that store so much data that you don't even know about. What I thought was craziest, I have a company email that I had lots of people using, and when I went and downloaded that the data from that email, I had people's every time they're hitting that button. That was the funniest part to me. Every time they hit the Google button, the Bigsby button. Sorry, it's just sitting there recording whatever they're talking about. I'm like, are you serious? This is from years ago. It's just it's insane how much information's out there that you have access to, but if you want it deleted, go see how hard it is to go get your stuff removed. Absolutely. It's impossible. I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I would actually like to counter this surveillance grid. If you're a gamer out there, start emailing your war tactics, okay? Start talking about your war tactics over the phone. Leave your personal lives off of these devices. You want to have a personal talk, you want to have a meltdown, leave your device at home, go for a walk in the park, and give these people as little of real information as possible. As little information as possible. Get something that these people hated was when I had my little program just download random, extremely disgusting porn.
Some crush porn?
I don't look for stuff. I just delete it once it's there. But, you know, random downloads and a video game just going. I'm not even sitting at the computer. You know, this sort of stuff. So just have data. Just flood them with useless data. Do all your private stuff in private. Leave your devices at home. This sort of thing. It's the same tactic that I want to use in the courtrooms. Challenge all the tickets. Challenge all the speeding tickets. Challenge everything in the courtroom. Jury trial. Don't bend over for these people. Flood the system and make it work for you.
Absolutely. Hey, do we have time for me to make one more point about the Rinaldi deal? It'll be a quick one.
Very quickly.
Very quick. Okay. The last thing I wanted to note about this Rinaldi deal is the extent that these police have went to block the information. I went to two different police departments in person to try to report this crime. And all I said, I was doing this as a test, can I report a crime? The second I mentioned that it was about a rape, it was about a child, and that the woman confessed to it on this tape, they said, we don't want to see the information, you need to leave. Now, I understand it's a jurisdiction deal, but this needs to be a teaching moment for police officers to not turn people away when they're trying to report a crime, especially about the rape of a little kid. And I really want to focus on that as part of like my personal vendetta, I guess. But that's it. I'll leave it there.
Well, really quickly, in my experience, guys, rape is the least favorite crime police want to even deal with, whether you're corrupt or not. What do you guys think that is?
They probably took a drunk girl home from a bar that accused them of rape. I have no idea.
Bill Butcher, Will, any opinion on that?
Yeah. Repeat that right quick. I want to hear that one more time.
Rape seems to be the least favorite crime for a cop to deal with, whether they're corrupt or not. Why do you think that is?
The people who are stopped for the stop, the people who are questioned and everything, they were genuinely usually lower echelon people, and they are the dread of society, so they don't have any rights. They don't have any rights. So if they accuse a police officer of certain things, the general thing of the public is, well, look who they are. Look who they are. And that is in my opinion, that's the epitome of racism. That's the epitome of racism, okay? And V, you and I have talked extensively and everything. You know the history of my granddaughter, Buck, okay? But you can't judge people by their past. You have to judge them by what is happening right now.
And that is a good note to leave the show on. Thank you. Now, this is an episode of Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the Lancer Band of Man with the Third Eye is King. So educate yourself. See you tomorrow.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.